The pompous peacock. The peacock, what a majestic bird he is, with his stunning tail feathers and glorious colours, like lots of watching eyes, synchronised. The male of the species, the comical peacock, so spectacular with his pomp. The world's largest flying bird. What a fantastic sight to see him in his full glory. A beautiful bird with his confidence galore, so ostentatious with his conspicuous show of flaunted plumage. So loud a bird as you will ever see, as he screeches loudly for all to hear from the highest position as he takes to flight, proudly displaying his considerable fan of tail feathers. Truly, it's the most amazing sight. The peacock calls to his adoring harem of peahens, demanding their reply, checking they are near, if not nesting on the grounds within, to wherever they have ventured as they stroll around, looking for food throughout the day. The peahens return the call, but not with as much force and slightly less noise, as he checks his flock, guarding his territory from rival males looking to steal away his lady hens. They live in the grounds of once great houses or castles, of great parks with acres of woodland to roost upon. They fly so high into surrounding trees or castle ramparts to utilise the echo of sound to project their call while flaunting their colourful display of intricately patterned quills of feathers. This flying bird is the flashiest of birds, as his plumage is gloriously fanned out. His blue crest is high on his head, as if he's wearing a crown. He carries himself around proudly, displaying his body of royal blue and lime of green small feathers, as bright as his plumage tail, feathers of bronzy gold, greens of lime and olive. A myriad of colours with bright oval centres of bright turquoise blue, the ovals surrounded in strands of delicately, intricately repetitive, dangling fine feathers. Such a pompous bird that you will see, the king of avians, so elegantly, gracefully and flashy, but proud as can be, of his beautiful plumage that he shows off for all to see as he struts around his grounds. Written by Cassie Shipley Jenkins.